avatalk.ir.
Pre-Intermediate 2, Unit 4, page 30. No ordinary place to eat. For hundreds of years, when tired travelers stopped on their journeys, there were only a few places to eat and drink. These days, streets are lined with restaurants, cafes, and snack bars, but some people want something more unusual. Dinner in the Sky. Dinner in the Sky is for people who want more than a little excitement when they go out to eat. They sit at a huge table that hangs from a crane 160 feet in the air. It's not a good idea for people who are afraid of heights or for those who don't have much money. It costs $6,000. The 22 diners wear seatbelts and relax and enjoy the views, while the chefs prepare the finest food in front of them. The restaurant opened in Belgium in 2006, but now has branches in Paris, Dubai, Florida, and Las Vegas. David Geisels, the Belgian organizer, says, "We realized that people were bored with going to the same old restaurants. They wanted to try something different. The sky's the limit with us." The crane is checked carefully before every sitting. The table is 30 feet by 16 feet and weighs 13,000 pounds. In the center, there is a sunken platform for the chef and two servers. The food is delicious, but most guests don't feel like eating until they get used to being up so high. They then get the courage to look down at the ground where tiny people are looking up in amazement and waving. Dinner in the Sky is exciting with good food, but there are problems. For example, even in quiet weather, conversation is difficult because of the wind. Guests shout to each other across the table. Also, the bathroom. You can't go to the bathroom until the table descends again. Difficult for some. But later, back on Earth, after a visit to the bathroom, the guests have a great experience to talk about. Itha, undersea restaurant. Welcome to the Maldives and the first underwater restaurant in the world. The Itha, undersea restaurant on Rangali Island sits 16 feet below the Indian Ocean. Itha means pearl in the Maldivian language, and guests are like pearls in a glass oyster. It's not cheap, about $265 for dinner. And there aren't many seats, only a dozen, so it's not easy to get a reservation, even if you have enough money. However, it is easy to get to. You don't need to be a swimmer or a scuba diver, but you do have to wear formal clothes. You simply go down the spiral stairs to the restaurant. The manager, Carlton Sheik, says, "We have used aquarium technology to put diners face to face with the fish. Our guests are speechless at the color and beauty of the underwater world. They can enjoy the views and the fine food and not get their feet wet. The views are spectacular. In the crystal blue ocean, a few feet from your head, there are sharks, stingrays, turtles, and thousands of tropical fish looking at you as you eat. There is also a fabulous coral garden to add to the color. The experience is both romantic and magical. And you can guess what's on the menu." The restaurant opened in 2004 and cost almost $5 million to build. In April 2010, it also became a hotel. If you want more excitement and would like to sleep underwater with the fish, you can do this for just $12,000 a night. However, an underwater building can't last forever. It is thought that it will have a life of about 20 years. Sbagger's Restaurant. Germany likes to call itself the land of ideas and Sbagger's. Restaurant in Nuremberg is certainly an amazing idea. It's a restaurant with no servers. You do everything for yourself with touchscreen TVs and computers. It opened in 2007 and is the first automated restaurant in the world. When you arrive, you pick up Sbagger's credit card and go to sit at a big round table with three or four computer screens. You put your card into the computer and order your meal by touching the pictures on the screen. You don't see the chefs. They are in the kitchen high above you. They're real people, not machines, at least not yet. The food is all freshly cooked, and when it is ready, it is put in a pot and sent down a spiral tube where it lands on the table in front of you. This gives a new meaning to fast food. The TVs are connected to the internet, so if you get bored while waiting, you can send and receive emails and text messages. A businessman named Michael Mack had the idea for Sbagger's. He decided that servers were unnecessary and expensive. You don't need servers running to and from customers taking orders to the kitchen and back. Mac is planning to open more restaurants and now has the patent for the idea. The meals are not expensive, about €8, 11, a serving. And if you want, you can pay by debit card at the end of the month. And something else that saves money, there is, of course, no need to leave a tip.
Avatalk.ir.